Blackstone Audio presents A First Rate Madness, Uncovering the Links Between Leadership and Mental Illness by Nasir Gami. To my father, Kamal Gami, M.D., and to my mother, Giti Kamali Gami, and for Heather, Valentine, and Zane. Why is it that all those who have become above average, either in philosophy, politics, poetry, or the arts, seem to be melancholy, and some to such an extent that they are even seized by the diseases of black bile? Aristotle, Problemata, Section 30. The only people for me are the mad ones, the ones who are mad to live, mad to talk, mad to be saved, desirous of everything at the same time, the ones who never yawn or say a commonplace thing, but burn, burn, burn. Jack Kerouac, On the Road. Introduction. The Inverse Law of Sanity. General William T. Sherman, insane, ran the headline of the November 1861 Cincinnati Chronicle. General William Tecumseh Sherman had gone stark mad and been removed from Union command in Kentucky. His peers, family, and staff all agreed that he suffered from paranoid delusions. On his way home to Ohio, Sherman said with a shrug, "In these times it is hard to say who are sane and who are insane." He would reclaim his commission and go on to become a symbol of the Civil War's horror and a spokesman for psychological terror, the man history remembers for decimating Atlanta and scorching a trail through Georgia on his